I think everyone knows the story about Charlie Weiss as a longtime assistant in the NFL, taking what for many believe was his dream job at the University of Notre Dame. That in itself is a great story, and of course his comeback from serious complications from surgery, but there's another great story in that family. Maura Weiss is the wife of Charlie Weiss, and she and her daughter are also a great story, and Maura Weiss has put it in a book, Miles from the Sidelines. Maura Weiss is with us today. Maura, thank you so much for being with us on the front row.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your daughter and kind of lead up to where you are now with your foundation and what you and your husband do for the foundation. But your daughter, from the get-go, she had problems health-wise.
Right. She had problems when she was in utero. And she had to have kidney removed at 2 months old. She had a ureter that was constricted and ruined one kidney. And then from there, we went to her reaching her milestones to a child who was very loving. And then it seemed like overnight, she went from that person to a person that wanted to watch videos and fast forward and rewind, and noise bothered her, and she would, you know, have a lot of meltdowns. And it was really tough in the beginning.
And your daughter, Hannah, when she was showing these symptoms, like any parent, you took her from doctor to doctor, specialist to specialist. And so many parents feel the same frustration. Nobody could pin it down. What was wrong?
Absolutely. Everyone goes through this that has a child with special needs, I believe. But I think when it happens overnight, and you're hearing a lot about that now with the MMR shot and that kind of thing, that, you know, it really is that quick how you see your child change. Now, for Hannah, her diagnosis is ESES. She had a seizure disorder, but they said she was autistic at that time when she was 2.5. So we started in the autism world, and then we've come along, and it took 10 years for a doctor to figure out that she had seizures. And he looked at her, and in 10 minutes, he said, you know what? Your daughter, I think, is seizuring. And that's how we found out. And then 2 years later, we found out she was seizuring throughout the night.
Mm.
So it's a long journey, you know, and a lot of people go through it.
And on top of everything else, being the wife of a football coach, you move a lot. And just when you got settled somewhere else, then you'd had to move. And that's another problem. As I was reading the book, that was something else. You had to go to different schools. You had to find different specialists, different doctors. I mean, that's kind of compounding the problem, trying to find out what was wrong with Hannah.
Absolutely. You know, and I do have to say that right here in South Bend, I think I found the best medical care I've found anywhere. And I've been in Boston and New York. So go figure that one out. It's crazy.
Talk about your journey trying to find out what was wrong with your daughter, besides going to the specialists and all that. And I think now in this internet world, it has opened up so many opportunities for parents like you. And you were a real advocate for your daughter. You talked to other people. You went on the internet. You were on the internet all hours of the night trying to find out. But you were a real advocate for your daughter.
Yes. And I think every parent is that has a child with special needs, and it's hard to be tough with doctors, and it's hard to you know, really put it to them, but sometimes you really have to do those things. And that was part of my journey. I realized that along the way there were some really great doctors, and there's some doctors out there that are basically have factories, and if you're a number, you're going to get treated like a number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a really difficult experience, and it's hard to describe in words, but I think, you know, Jessica did a good job in the book of talking about it, but as an advocate of your child who cannot communicate, you need to step up to the plate, and you have to be there for that child. You have to do it. The autism thing, I don't know. It just never sat right with me. I just felt that wasn't what her diagnosis was, so I think that's why I kept pursuing other things.
One thing I think that really stuck out in the book is the way that others treated you and Hannah during this. As you mentioned, she's non-communicative, would have fits in public, things like that. The way that others saw you, that was very touching how you had to deal with that.
Thank you. I think that's the hardest part for all of us parents, because in our eyes, this child is just as perfect as anyone else. You know, once you get to know the soul of your child, there's all kinds of beauty in there. And for people to judge you while you're going through this ordeal of trying to find out what's wrong with your child, whether it's autism or CP, I have friends that have kids with CP and they're in wheelchairs, and everyone kind of goes through the same thing. And I think at first you're just struck by, wow, what are they looking at Hannah like that? And then you realize that they are. And there's a lot of people that are, and I don't know whether they realize they're doing it or not, but I hope that we can educate people to smile to say hello, or if there's a meltdown going on, just look at the parent and say, is there anything I can do, instead of judging. You know, the judging's got to end for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So your journey with Hannah, the problems that your husband, health problems that your husband also had gone through, really kind of all melded into one, and you and your husband kind of had this aha moment. You know, we have issues, but so many other people have issues. How do we give back? Talk a little bit about how that all came about with the foundation.
Sure. Well, you know, we always thought when Charlie's a head coach, and you did say that he was, you know, an assistant for a long time, which he was, and, you know, we kept thinking, you know, and he's a genius, we know that, that he was
yes.
going to be a head coach, you know, and we were waiting for that before we started our foundation, and then when that happened to Charlie with the gastric bypass, he really did almost lose his life.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was recovering, we sat down in South Carolina and we said, you know, we really need to do something because every day is precious. We don't know how long we're going to live. We don't know what's going to happen. And when things like this happen in your life, it makes you realize that there's no guarantee. So you got to do good while you're here. You got to do it every day, no matter where you are and what your position is. So that's when we decided to start Hannah and Friends. And we both are, that's been a great journey, giving back.
And talk a little bit about Hannah and Friends and exactly how you do give back to the communities.
Well, we have three programs. The first one is our grant program. And in the Michiana area, this year we've given out $80,000 in grants to families that have low to moderate incomes with children or adults with special needs. And that allows them to get music therapy, riding therapy, bicycles. We've even given gas to a family to get to a hospital and overnight stay for the other kids. So there's just a lot of different things that we do with that, and the grants are available online for people in this area and Rhode Island, just because we have a good hold on those two areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have our awareness and compassion campaign, where we go out and speak about the type of things we were just talking about, Betsy, with being nice to people with special needs, being nicer to the families, not being as judgmental because they have enough going on in their own lives. And then we have our residential farm, which we have a caretaker going in there at the end of the month. His home was just built. We have a rec center going up. And we're going to have monthly meetings in this area so that the families can network about the doctors that are working in the area, what services are for people with special needs. And then in the fall of next year, at the latest, Christmas time next year, we hope to have our two residential homes up.
So you have really embraced the South Bend area, and I guess conversely, they have embraced you and your husband.
Well, you know, Betsy, they've been really great here, and there's a lot of other good foundations here that do some really neat things. And they've been wonderful. They really have. It's been a great experience.
So if you were giving advice to other parents going through the journey that you have gone through with Hannah, what kind of advice would you give them?
The best advice I can give the parents is the same thing that I did. Follow your intuition. It doesn't lie to you. You know it. It's in your gut, and you got to start going with it. And once you start to do that, that voice will provide a lot of answers for you and keep you looking. And I think that being their advocates and knowing, you know, you're with that child 24/7 or that adult 24/7, no one knows them better than you.
And with Hannah now going into her teenage years, the diagnosis of seizure, while that is unsettling, there may be some good news, the way I understand from the book, that the older she gets, perhaps there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, they're saying at mid-teens, around 15, these seizures end on their own, which would be awesome, you know, because she's really tired. She doesn't really get a lot of REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And she expresses to me, she'll say tired. And so I'm really praying for, you know, most people dread the mid-teens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to them with Hannah.
I bet you are. Well, we wish the best for you and Hannah. Again, the book is Miles from the Sidelines by Maura Weiss. And as proud graduate of the University of Notre Dame, we wish you and your husband all the best in this upcoming season. And I have a soft spot in my heart for South Bend. And it's great to hear that the community has really embraced you. And all the best to you and your family.
Thanks so much, Betsy. Thank you for having me on.